It's time to unplug from the politics and crank it up.
Talking to the devil.
With Max Inc. on Devil Radio 92.7 FM, Madison.
You know, about 2 seconds before I started playing Porky's for the bed music, I was like, I should have picked some Earthlings for the bed music.
That's okay.
Oh, I failed again tonight.
Porky's good. Porky's good.
Oh, I love Porky's. Welcome to Saturday night, everybody. Live in the Devil's Lair, presented by Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Noah's in the studio. Really appreciate you coming in tonight, man.
Hey, I love being here. Thanks, guys, for inviting me and having me, man.
Hey, Noah. You know, I hear you're back in the studio with the Earthlings. Yes. When will something be coming out? What can we expect? Can you tell us a little bit about what you guys have in store?
Yeah. I mean, August-ish is kind of what we're shooting for. We haven't given ourselves that hard deadline, but that's what we're gonna shoot for. And it's exciting, man. It's our first album with our current lineup. You know, pandemic changed a lot of things for a lot of people, and it changed a lot of things for the Earthlings. We lost our bassist that was playing with us, and Chucky, our percussion player, and Theremin decided to open a restaurant during the pandemic. So he was like, I'm gonna be a little busy with that for a while.
Yeah. So how do you replace a Theremin player?
Oh, you don't. And he plays with us still. I mean, he just needed some time to get that up and going. And
you're like Craigslist. We need a Theremin player.
Chucky is the secret sauce in the Earthling, man. He is impossible to replace.
So is this a new album that's coming out in addition to? So last time you were on the show, you all were like in Missouri or New Mexico or something like that, up in the mountains on peyote, you know, tripping on peyote, right? That's what it was, right?
That was probably Elliot.
That was Elliot.
I didn't go on that trip, unfortunately.
You didn't. Okay.
That was the other brother.
That was an inspiration trip. Yeah, he was going with some friends. So this is a pretty new development. I think we started laying down tracks about a month and a half ago, and you know, we got a new bass player, Grant Blaschka, a really cool guy that works with me at the studio, and is something I love about the Earthlings is all the it's hard to nail down what sound which person is making at any given moment. Like Neil, you know, he's got drum machines and is doing, you know, crazy guitar effects. I remember one of the first gigs with him, I was looking over and it was just me and Elliot and Neil, and so I was like playing keyboards and I'm like, where's that other synth coming from? Like, oh my god, whoa, Neil, holy crap. And Grant does a really good job making synth bass, and then Elliot's been doing like rototom and conga and keyboards and synths and stuff. So we're kind of turned into this fun hybrid of tabletop electronic dance rock. So it's been really fun laying down these tracks, and they're in like three song suites that last, you know, 15 minutes in all one big Pro Tools session, and the goal is that it's going to be one, you know, big 60 minute long ride.
Wow. Now the Earthlings have a show coming up on Memorial Day weekend.
Yeah.
Tell us about the show. Where and when is that?
Yeah, it's at Summer Camp. It's this really awesome music festival down in Illinois, about 3.5-4 hours south of here. I forget I think it's Champaign, Illinois. I'm blanking exactly on the name of the town. But yeah, we're playing on Thursday. It's kind of like the pre-party. But yeah, all weekend there's like STS9 and Smashing Pumpkins and Moe and Umphrey's McGee. And I haven't had like, I've actually, now that I think about it, I've never done like a whole weekend festival camping experience. And we, you know, we get passes this time, so I'm excited to go play on Thursday and actually, because I've done, you know, one day here and there at you know, Pitchfork and stuff like that, but I haven't done like a whole weekend in the woods, and I hear that it's a pretty gall darn raucous and good time. So yeah, super excited for that.
Never did the Maybash experience, huh?
That's different. Yeah, we have done Maybash, but that's like a glorified backyard, and I mean that in every single possible way possible, you know.
Yeah,
you know, back in the day, the Grateful Dead used to do, say, 4 out of 5 days at Alpine Valley.
Yeah,
and they used to let people camp there.
Yeah,
and the Grateful Dead for 5 days in a row was
wow.
Yikes.
Yeah, buckle up, boys and girls.
Where do we find the Earthlings online?
Our website, we're at brainplate.com/theearthlings. That's where you can find links to my music and Earthlings music and Maggie's music, kind of everybody under our umbrella. And then, you know, Earthlings Band on Instagram and Facebook and all that stuff.
God, it just blows me away that you and Maggie Shays are twins.
Yeah, still going through.
Wow.
Yeah, man.
That just blew my mind.
Let that sink in.
It's pretty awesome.
She's a beautiful and amazing person.
Well, let's get back to live music in the Devil's Lair presented by Salvatore's Tomato Pies with Noah. This next song is called Live Simply. And tell us about Living Simply. I mean, I never hear about living complex, like live complexly.
Yeah. Well, I think that's, you know, but we tend to go, I mean, I'm laughing to myself because, like, yeah, Live Simply brought a palette, like, with a million cables Velcro to it. I'm not listening. No, I mean, you know, we all get busy and caught up with things that in the end are trivial and don't matter. If, you know, you find yourself getting stressed out about things, or, you know, you got too much stuff and you're worried about all your stuff. And it was like, I was kind of going through a get rid of old things. I'm not a terrible hoarder, but I have that to me. And I was like, you know, there are some like broken keyboards here that I've tried to fix that I should get rid of. And it was like part of me just like, okay, it's okay to have less stuff and to live simply. And I mean, I was walking through the woods when I wrote it, and I was like kind of in one of those modes where I was getting in touch with nature and realizing, like, you know, because I love going camping and stuff. I'm a real kind of outdoorsy guy. And that's like, I'm about the happiest I can be when I'm like out on a river camping on a sandbar. And the only thing I'm worried about is like, let's start a fire. Let's cook dinner. It's like these simple little, you know, what am I doing in the next like half an hour to like survive and be comfortable? And I was like, yeah, that's a great way to live.
I love it. Live Simply is Noah live in the Devil's Lair on Max Inc. Radio.
Every time that you don't messages, lines between the la-la lines, the things you don't really need. You got to get them away, and one of these days will be clear again. We'll go out sitting for tears, and somebody will show me the other tears.
That's awesome. Noah, live in the Devil's Lair here on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. If you want to call and ask Noah a question, feel free to do that. 608. Nope, cancel that. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. That song wants me... I'm going camping in 2 weeks.
Oh, nice.
And that song has me pumped to go camping now.
Yes, there you go, man. Put it on the old JBL Bluetooth speaker when you're walking through the woods.
Oh, man, that's good stuff, man.
Yeah, that's on an album. I'm blanking on the name of it, but I got all these albums on my Bandcamp, Noah Tunes, noatunes.bandcamp.com, and that one's on there.
Noah, tonight you came to the studio from a live... a live streaming event. Tell us about your live streams.
Yeah, that was over at Audio for the Arts, the recording studio that I work for in Madison. And we do a little live stream series called Acoustic Moose, where we have bands come into our studio and have a little in-studio audience. And we do like a multicam live stream. So I always enjoy, you know, taking off my shoes, getting my quiet socks on and doing a handheld camera and sneaking around, getting two shots and stuff. So it's a lot of fun. I really enjoy opening up the doors there to people both virtually and in person, and kind of turning the place that's usually, you know, a kind of focused and a creative spot, you know, a recording place. You're kind of working. I mean, it's fun stuff, but, you know, you're working. It's nice to turn it into a little bit of a venue every once in a while.
Tell us a little bit about Audio for the Arts. Now, that's a recording studio that's been... Probably people have driven past a million times and had no idea it was there, right?
I was one of those people, and shall it remain, as any good recording studio, you know, it should be unrecognizable from the outside as a studio. But yeah, it's been around, you know. Buzz Kemper, the the original founder and co-owner now. He started, I think, like 20-some years ago. So it's been around a long, long time. And Steve Gotcher is another engineer who now works at Public Radio. He does, like, the beta program, and you can hear him on the radio doing interviews and stuff. They started it together, and
Audrey's over there.
Yeah, Audrey Martin. She says hi, by the way, Jimmy. She wanted me to say hi to you.
Excellent. Hello back.
Yes, she was mixing the live stream tonight. So, yeah, I started working there in 2016, I think, working in the office and interning, and kind of, you know, me being the kind of audio nerd I am, I just kind of went running with it, and now Maggie's working there too. Actually, she's in the office and kind of assistant engineering, and I'm doing video stuff. I'm kind of the resident video guy there. I love doing, like, camera and, you know, video post and editing and stuff, and been doing lots of recording of bands, audiobooks, all sorts of fun stuff. Oh, go ahead.
I was just going to say one artist that we play here on Max 8 Radio that just released a new album, Jackie Ernst. I believe she recorded there.
Yes, I see her there like every week multiple times. Her and Audrey are always hard at it. Yeah, she's great and really fun music too. I mean, one of the things I love about working there is just getting to hear all this cool stuff come through the door that Buzz or Audrey are working on, and it's inspiring, and it's cool to see all these talented musicians that live in this area, man. I'm, again, feel like a lucky dude.
Now, what is one thing that nobody knows about Noah?
Oh, well, I'm not telling that.
That's why no one knows.
That's why no one knows, man.
Oh, we tried to get him to spill the tea.
You tried, you rocker, you sneaky man.
Let's get back to some live music here in the Devil's Lair, presented by Salvatore's Tomato Pies. This next song is called Bad Luck, Best Deceptions.
Yes.
And it's a mashup. Is this about my last question?
Best deceptions. If Dashboard Confessional traveled in time to this moment and then went back in time and wrote their song Best Deceptions, then yes, it is.
I see.
But this is another one of those kind of mashup edit tunes. Bad Luck is a song by Hot Chip, and then Dashboard Confessional wrote a beautiful song called Best Deceptions. I got a very soft spot in my heart for emo kind of punky acoustic. They're kind of more on the acoustic-y singer-songwriter side, but decidedly emo, and I love emo music. So I was like, how can I put this on top of some like chill UK electronica, and off I went. And this is another one of those tunes that Hannah Larson joins me on live a lot of the time, and this is one of like our favorite covers to do for sure.
All right, well, let's check it out. We got about 10 minutes left in the hour. Here is Noah live in the Devil's Lair on Max Inc. Radio.
And the clever story. they go to hell. So kiss me hard, cause this will be the last time that I let you. We'll be back one day, and this upper class that tells of other people's lives will be a servant.
Yeah, Noah live in the Devil's Lair here on Max Inc. Radio, Devil Radio 92.7 101 FM, the Shaw and Waukesha. It's good stuff, Noah. We really appreciate you coming in.
Yeah, thanks, man. My pleasure.
Devil's Lair presented by Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Order your tomato pie right now at salvatorestomatopies.com. Rocker has Max Inc. Heavy coming up here in just a couple of minutes. Cold Black River, 10 o'clock hour, right?
They just showed up. They're hanging outside right now. And we're going to be hanging with Cold Black River for about an hour, playing some songs. We'll hear some of their stuff from their brand new album and talk to them, find out what's going on. They're playing Bombastica. Right now, Noah, I think we know all about you, and you still have a few more songs, so we'd like to just keep you going and give you a little more time. This next song is called Whales.
Actually, this will be probably the last song. We have 5 minutes exactly left right now.
Five minutes? Okay, that's good. It's a song about whales. I gotta kill some time. Put my compact flash card. One of the joys of playing without a laptop is you gotta buy 2 gigabyte compact flash cards that work with your Roland SP55. And I gotta give a shout out to Chucky Brown again on this one. He gave me this vinyl record of whale samples, and nice. It is unbelievably amazing, and I have, it's my most used sample easily, and this song was kind of the first one of it. So yeah, I think I'm already here. I'll hop on in.
All right, let's hear it. It's Noah live in the Devil's Lair, and it's the show is all yours, man. Thank you,
dude.
Yeah. That's awesome. Noah live in the Devil's Lair. Hey, man, thank you so much. We really appreciate you coming in tonight. Tell the people real quick where they get your music one more time and where your next show is. Got 20 seconds.
20 seconds. Yeah. Noah Tunes, .bandcamp.com. That's NOATUNES .bandcamp.com. You get all the albums there. Noah Dude on Instagram. The Earthlings. Just Google The Earthlings Madison. You'll find all the...